You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Two boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy here at Denver's Mix 100. Jeremy is out sick today. Hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. Feel better soon, my friend. Who was caller number 13 just a few moments ago, Joss? I saw you quickly answering calls. Who'd you get?
We got Christina out of Denver.
Way to go, Christina.
Congrats.
Christina is now going to cross her fingers that her name gets pulled out on Friday, and then she'll get the big old promo card from Living Spaces, and she can go right to work on her house doing whatever she wants to do to make it look good. You could do the same. Coming up at 9:30, then 10:30, 11:30, each hour on the half hour today through 4:30 this afternoon, and then we'll turn around and do it again tomorrow and Friday. Good luck from Denver's Mix 100. All right, it's time for a trending report. Bear with me. I'm trying to get all my stuff in order here. I've been madly going through answering like a couple dozen text messages. So I don't mean to be disorganized here for trending. But I will tell you, I know the Avs lost again.
Ugh.
You're the hockey expert. What's the problem here?
You know, I'm not worried about it, Dom. They just came off a 10-day break. They were flying into that break. The break came kind of at a bad time because they were on fire. Just going to take some time to get back. They'll
okay.
be all right.
Fair
all
enough. Right. All right, back-to-back losses for the Avs. They'll get one day to sit there and think about it, and then they get back on the ice tomorrow night against Carolina. You know, the big game coming up this weekend, and there's all sorts of stories out that, you know, the media has to try to cover the Super Bowl in a new and unique, you know, interesting way each year. And the story they found this year that I think is kind of interesting. Quarterback for the 49ers, Brock Purdy, he's still on what they call the rookie contract. So he's not making much money.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he's quarterbacking a team into the Super Bowl. His salary this year is $870,000, which for, you know, most people walking around, that's a
good
hell
money.
Of a lot of money.
Good money.
In the NFL, that's not a hell of a lot of money. And what they found is that there are 20 quarterbacks starting in the NFL who made more money than that in one game this year.
My gosh, come on.
They said that Lamar Jackson, the quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens, made Brock Purdy's entire yearly salary in just the first 11 minutes of game one.
Oh my gosh, that is unbelievable. That is ridiculous money.
Isn't
like, what do you
something?
Do with that? What do you do with all that money?
What do you do?
My goodness.
I don't know. It's pretty crazy though. So
Purdy crazy, you could call it. It's
Purdy
crazy.
Here's a funny story out of the Super Bowl. If you want to give a little free plug to DoorDash, they've got a contest going on that I got to admit is pretty interesting. DoorDash is going to pick one grand prize. One person will win this prize, and it is one of everything that's advertised on TV during the Super Bowl on Sunday. So you think about all the commercials, you know, that people like to buzz and talk about the commercials. DoorDash is going to take one of each of those things that's advertised and give it to one lucky person. So this includes things like a BMW, because they're going to be advertising their M60 electric vehicle. There's a Kia that's being advertised. It's an SUV. An as-yet-to-be-announced Volkswagen. So already you got three cars. And that BMW is up around six figures, I believe.
Yeah.
So you're talking a few couple $100,000 in cars. Then they've got the funny stuff as well. A package of 60 bottles of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. A 30-pound bucket of mayo. 80 drumstick ice cream cones, 1,000 Popeye's wings,
yum,
and almost 300 packages of peanut butter M&Ms. Now you got my attention. Now we get to the good stuff.
Those
you can
good.
Keep some of the cars. I'll take the M&Ms.
What do you do with 30 pounds of mayo?
Well, I can send you a video if you want.
I'm good. You can keep that to yourself.
I'll send you a video. Hey, there's all this talk about Tay-Tay, you know, jetting from her concert in Japan over to the Super Bowl, and she'll hop on her private jet. Well, apparently, Taylor's upset at the same college student who was tracking Elon Musk in his private jet. Do you remember that whole thing where Musk was saying that this
it's
is, like,
same
dangerous?
One?
Same guy. That's what I've been told by, there are several people who have texted in this morning and say, yeah, it's the same dude.
Oh, my god.
He's a college student. Well, now, Taylor has her people threatening to sue this college student because he runs a social media account that keeps track of the activity of the private jets and helicopters owned by celebrities and the other uber wealthy people in the world. And Taylor's people are not happy about it, and they are threatening to sue the young man. Now, he's pushing back, saying he's not doing anything wrong because all of the information that he gathers and shares is public information, including her tour schedule.
Okay, see, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that you can get in trouble for that, right? She'll find a way. She'll find a way.
Hey, you know, are we going to trust? Who do you think would win in court? Taylor Swift's lawyers or somebody representing this college student?
Taylor Swift.
I don't know. Right now, they're just threatening. But you know what the college student came back and said, and this is his quote, "This information is already out there. Her team thinks they can control the world." I got a little heads-up news for you, college student. Taylor and her legal team, they do control the world.
They absolutely do.
Side note on all of this, Taylor just recently downsized to only one private jet.
Oh.
The people at Business Insider reported last year that Taylor had topped the list of celebrities with the most private jet carbon emissions. So Taylor's like, well, I'll just go down to one private jet then.
What is she going to do without all her private jets?
I don't know.
Such a hard life.
I don't know. Quarter of people are going to bet on the Super Bowl this year. I don't think I'm going to be involved in any bets this year.
Mm-mm.
You know what broke my heart was a few years ago when we did the squares at the radio station for the Super Bowl. And I'm trying to remember what game it was. It was 4, 5, 6, 7 years, somewhere in the last 6, 7 years, where towards the end of the game, the team that was ahead set up to kick a field goal. At the end of the game, they were already up by winning margin. And they were going to kick like a chip shot field goal. It's like 38, 40 yards. Not a big deal. And the guy, and I'm so excited and so happy because I know what's going to happen if he makes this field goal. There's only like 10 seconds left in the game. And he missed it. It was a chip shot, easy to make field goal, not even important to the outcome of the game, but he just missed it. And by missing that field goal, I lost out on $900.
Oh.
Because it was the final, you know, the final score when you do the squares is usually get pays off more.
Yep.
It was a $900 pot. And I just stood up when they lined up. I was like, I can't believe they're even, I thought they would just run the clock out. They're going to kick a field goal. I'm going to make $900 just like that. And then he shanked it. And I was like, it's 38 yards or whatever. What the? You're a professional.
You have one job, literally one job.
Your one job is to make me $900 richer.
Oh, see, idiot. That's why I don't like betting. I don't know.
Do you not gamble?
No, I don't like it.
None, huh?
None.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
They do say that 26% of adults in America this year will be gambling in some form on the Super Bowl, and overall it'll be $23 billion that is wagered.
See, and I don't want to add to that. I don't want to add to the $23 billion that most people are going to lose.
Well, you know what? Good for you, because you did not know. Can you imagine the words coming out of my mouth when that guy missed that field goal? Can you even imagine what I was saying?
Were they similar to what Jeremy was texting us earlier?
Similar. Different order. Phrased a little differently.
Yes.
Same basic concept. And then lastly, it is Black History Month here in February. And so this is really interesting that all these years later, they polled 2,000 women. Evenly split by generation. So it was not a bunch of older women. It was young women to old. And they asked the women to name the most inspirational famous women in their lives. And I love that number one at the list, even after all these years, was Rosa Parks.
Came
out number one. The most inspirational woman in America. Number one, Rosa Parks. Number two, Princess Diana. Number three, Michelle Obama. Number four, Oprah. Number five, Maya. And then down at number 10, Taylor Swift. Boy, she's going to be pissed that she wasn't in the top five.
Hey, top 10, come on. And she's what, only in her early 30s. She's got time.
Oh, that's all I got. That's what's trending with your boys.